All the local information you need. Here's Paul Miller on 1380 WPHM.
Indeed, a foggy morning. Do be careful out there. Dense fog advisory in effect till 9 o'clock. We'll detail the forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Our attention is to turn to Parkland, Florida, where that horrific shooting took place yesterday. ABC's Jim Ryan is on the ground there and has the very latest. He's been gathering information overnight. Jim, good morning. What can you tell us at this point?
Yeah, well, the change this morning is that formal charges have been filed, 17 counts of premeditated murder against Nicholas Cruz, the 19-year-old who witnesses and the police, everyone agrees, walked into the school yesterday with an assault-style rifle, pulled a fire alarm, and then opened fire when his former classmates flowed out into the hallways. 17 dead, at least 17 others who were injured, and we'll start to hear today about some of those people who died and some who survived.
It's been, watching the interviews with some of these students, it amazes me how calm they are when they're recounting what happened. I mean, incredible what they've gone through at such a young age.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I think that there's kind of a cycle, and I've been covering school shootings tragically, I think, for almost 30 years, and there is kind of a cycle. Victims of something like this horrific incident that's going to traumatize them for some time, are in shock. They walk out of the building. They want to talk at some point. It's a catharsis for them, for those students, and for even the parents and the staff. That starts to wear thin in the next few days. But I think that's a lot of what you were seeing yesterday was kids who were still processing what they had just been through.
What's different about this mass shooting is that the shooter did not die. Oftentimes in a mass shooting, the shooter is no longer around afterwards. But this is somebody who, as you said, has been taken into custody, is facing formal charges, and can maybe shed some light on his state of mind, where he got the gun, etc.
Exactly. Yeah, we didn't have that at Sutherland Springs, the church shooting that happened down there. We didn't have it from Columbine. We didn't have it from Sandy Hook. In many of these cases, you're right. We just don't have anybody to sit down and say, what happened? Why did you do this? We do have examples, though, from Colorado, the James Holmes case at the theater, who the guy walked in there and did that, and they has been questioned. You really don't get many clear answers when you talk with people about this. Why did you do it? There's really no clear explanation for it. There's no rational reason that you or I could come up with. It's somebody, I think, who had some serious mental issues.
And it sounds like students, at least in some cases, recognized that he had, if nothing else, issues of anger, right?
Right. Even as far back as junior high school, some of these kids say that they knew him as a troubled person, somebody who had been violent before, who had threatened violence, yesterday we saw that he carried out those threats. I think there was some relief on the part of students and probably teachers a couple of months ago when he was expelled from this high school, sent to a different place altogether because someone had found bullets in his backpack and he had been fighting with people.
Boy, the signs were there, and again, everybody looks back, and in hindsight, it's easy to say what could have or should have been done, but an absolute tragedy. And just, shocking to talk about the number of these incidents that have taken place. What this is like the 18th school shooting that's taken place already in this calendar year.
Right. What are we, 6 weeks into the year, and already there have been mass shootings like this. And last year, I think the count was something like 300 people died in mass shootings, the definition being, I think, four or more fatalities in a single incident. And this year is not starting out well in terms of that really tragic statistic.
We'll be listening for your reports throughout the day, Jim. We appreciate your time with us this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye now.